Sal Palantonio covers the NFL for ESPN. He is with the New York Jets today. Sal, with Zach Wilson finally signed, sealed, and delivered, how would you describe the vibe around that Jets inexperienced quarterback room this morning?
Watching Zach Wilson for the first time live is a total experience. He's different. He's definitely different. The ball explodes out of his hands quite fluidly. He's got tremendous footwork, infectious amount of energy. The skill set is elite. I just watched him throw a Patrick Mahomes pass, a quick release on a bubble screen, and I can see why coaches and scouts compare him to the Kansas City quarterback, because he has a lot of the same attributes. An interesting blend of elite skill set, intensity. Corey Davis said, you know, he's really hard on himself, and that means he's going to go a long way in the NFL, but he likes to have fun too. So he's an interesting blend of skill set and approach to the game that I think gives him a chance to be successful.
Sal, it was an emotional 2 weeks there before they could get him into training camp. He takes the red eye from L.A. to New York. He shows up this week, and he's good to go. So he signed, sealed, and delivered, like Aaron said. But how come the Jets were so insistent upon that, keeping that offset language in his rookie contract?
You know, we've yet to hear them talk about that, and hopefully today we'll hear from the owner, Woody Johnson, at some point talk about it, or Joe Douglas, the general manager. But I think from the big picture standpoint, Courtney, he only missed a little bit of training camp. They are throwing a lot at him in the last 2 days. As you know, having covered the league for a long time, Mike LaFleur's offense, that Matt LaFleur offense that came out of the Mike Holmgren offense, is voluminous and complex. He had his iPad with John Beck, former quarterback, his coach out in California, virtually going through plays, simulating practice. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle in terms of his accuracy on certain throws, but you don't see him making the same mistake twice. I'll give you an example. I just watched him connect on a ball across the middle that he missed earlier. I think he just seems like a guy who wants to be in the right place at the right time, and he's in the right frame of mind. As for the Jets, you know, over the years, they've had problems contractually with a lot of players, so that's nothing new, right?
Sal Palantonio is our guest, ESPN NFL Insider on the Goodyear Hotline. It's back together Saturday. Reports from all 32 training camps all day on ESPN and ABC. SportsCenter and NFL Live bring you the latest news and information from your favorite teams and their rivals. Sal, are the Jets doing the right thing starting Zach Wilson from game one, or would you have liked to see them have a veteran quarterback to kind of cushion the start of his career?
I'm always a believer in you really can only learn how to play this game if you're playing it. And if you're the number two pick in the draft and you have this skill set, you should be playing. Now, obviously, Patrick Mahomes watched Alex Smith for a little bit, but it was just a little bit. And, one way or the other, it really didn't matter. I think with Zach Wilson, you could go the other way and argue that, you know, this team only won two games. They don't have a whole lot around him. They have rebuilt the roster a little bit. And why put him out there? But I don't think he's really going to learn the kind of chemistry you need in this particular offense. Like I said, a lot of volume to it. And you got to learn it quickly. And you can't learn it by watching it and carrying a clipboard, I don't believe. So I agree with their decision to start in week one.